In March 2020, Lucy Esparza Casares got sick. She quickly recovered from the headache and chills, but soon her husband David was feeling very ill, coughing and unable to stand. He was rushed to a hospital. Lucy was not allowed to see her husband, and soon a nurse called to say David was being put on a ventilator.
She said, okay, so we're ready to do the procedure, so I'll let you talk to him one more time. So, you know, it was like, okay, I love you, everything's going to be all right. And he said, okay, I love you too. And that was the last conversation I had with him.
David died from COVID-19 in early April. In quick succession, Lucy lost more members of her family, her sister-in-law, a nephew, and David's elderly mother, whom she cared for.
All of a sudden, I was alone. I'd never been alone in that house ever by myself. With my dog, me and my dog, in this house where everybody that lived here except me died of COVID.
By then, the pandemic was completely out of control. In a New York hospital, 13 patients died in a single day. But the worst was yet to come. Hospitals were overwhelmed. Morgues ran out of space for the dead. The country shut down. Why did the wealthiest, most technologically advanced country on Earth suffer such a staggering death toll?
I think the jury is still out on exactly what caused so much death. There's a recent study that came out that showed that about 40% of the deaths of the patients who died with COVID had diabetes.
By the time safe and effective vaccines became widely available, misinformation and conspiracy theories were circulating.
The parallel epidemic of disinformation, misinformation has complicated matters tremendously, really unnecessarily.
Former President Trump downplayed the severity of the outbreak from the beginning. The federal government left it up to each state to figure out for themselves how to find medical equipment and protective gear.
The ineptness of it was, it was boggling, mind-boggling. How did this happen in the United States of America?
The virus took advantage of poverty, racial, and economic inequities in American society. The COVID death rates for blacks and Latinos have been twice that of whites. How will the pandemic evolve in the coming years? Predicting the virus's behavior is notoriously difficult, but doctors are sure of one thing. COVID isn't finished with us yet.
Its penetration has been such that it will be around us for forever. It's not going to go away.
A million dead and counting. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.